March 2023, a group of researchers formed the Truth Mafia, a collective determined to investigate conspiracies and occult mysteries that have been buried for centuries. With a passion for uncovering the truth, they delve into the darkest corners of history, pop culture, and ancient mysteries, seeking answers to questions that have plagued humanity for ages. The Truth Mafia is led by Tommy Truthful, a man shrouded in mystery and intrigue, dedicated to uncovering the hidden truths behind some of the world's most perplexing and enigmatic phenomena. Their research has led them down countless rabbit holes, from deciphering ancient symbols to exploring the hidden meanings behind popular media and literature. Despite the risks and challenges they face, the Truth Mafia remains steadfast in their quest for knowledge. Will their investigations lead to groundbreaking revelations, or will they unravel an even deeper web of secrets and lies? Only time will tell in this ongoing saga of conspiracy and intrigue.
This is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. Please smash that like button. Helps the video get out to the algorithm so other people will see that we're live and, you know, they can get some good information as well. How's everybody doing today? Let me turn the comments so I can see you guys. Okay. And we just got a new member on the Truth Mafia. I actually picked him about a month and a half back. I found his work. It was so phenomenal. And we didn't end up getting him up yet because I got so many channels reaching out to us wanting to be on Truth Mafia. We got Jacob Israel's channel going up. Me and Jacob Israel, we have a podcast coming up here in a few days. Then I have one with Brother Archaics coming up, one with Jay Dreams coming up. I got a packed schedule right now for you guys. You know, that's what the whole Truth Mafia was for, to unify all these content creators and give the best content for our followers. So I got a couple clips that I want to play from Richard's videos. And before we get into all this, guys, let me share my screen with you so I can show you who we're going to be listening to. He is so amazing. I just love his work, and he definitely deserves a big shout out. So let me show you right here. Okay. Now, over on truthmafia.com, there's a bunch of new content up. Paranoid American just put this up. I don't even know what it is yet, but there's a bunch of Archaics just dropped this one. Guarantee it's good. You know, Archaics always has some phenomenal stuff. This one is a video me and Donut did. Donut has a part on it, and then I have a part on it below, and it's about all this blue that was in Maui that survived whatever took place there. So you can watch that on truthmafia.com. Here is the brother right here, and his channel. Let me pull it down. I got me and Ani got a podcast Friday. Me, Ani, Donut. That'll be on our members only podcast. And which reminds me, today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, we are running the Diamond membership. Because remember, we're getting ready to launch our membership on Truth Mafia. So the Diamond membership over here will be completely gone. And we got a bunch of new strands in, guys. I got this one called Unicorn Piss. Let me tell you, this is what killed Prince in the elevator. I'm telling you right now. It's got that THCP in it. Wow. With the Delta 8 and the Delta 9, phenomenal. And we ship everywhere but Australia. We did ship to Australia up until this month. It's too expensive. They want $50 for shipping. Like, they're out of their minds. And this is over on the truthfultv.com page. If you scroll down here, click on this, get your energy wellness band. You know, that'll get you extra percentage off if you don't have one. You see, I wear one. Donut has one. The whole crew's got them. And, of course, we got the Gematria calculator over here as well. just like on Truth Mafia. But what I want to show you is, boom. So hit booking. You can get your astrology, email reading, dream interpretation. And when you check out, guys, you're just doing guest checkout, right? It's through PayPal, but you don't have to log into PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account. It's just through their checkout, so it's secure. And the Diamond membership, you would go on plans and prices. The link is in the description. This gets you lifetime access to all the groups, all the content that we're putting out, like the video me and Donut and Ani are about to do. You'll have access to that. And it's a one-time fee. You know, the membership coming up on Truth Mafia is $11 a month because I have partners in that. I'm able to do it like this because I try to give back to the people. Most people that do astrology, numerology readings are charging between $150 and $800. So, you know, I'm really trying to show love and let people experience that. Now, there's also a link down below to all my social media platforms. So you click on that link and it'll take you to all the platforms. Also, it's got some daily strands in there I can throw in, but it has all my social media stuff. So if you don't know where to follow us, like our YouTube channel or our Rumble podcast, boom, then you just click on that and it'll take you right there, right? Pretty simple. They've been trying to censor Rumble quite a lot lately. See, we're also streaming to Rumble right now, which we got already 1,018 views over there. So let's get it, guys. Y'all ready? And Richard, shout out to Richard. This guy is on another level. He really is. He's so amazing at his decoding. It's phenomenal. So let's get into it. Let's get into the presentation. Stop screen share. All right. And I need to start with the first slide.
So if they follow the same pattern as they did with Event 201 and the first pandemic, then the question is, could March of 2023 of this year be the date that we start to see something happen? I'm not going to attempt to predict any dates because that's not my role. My job as a watchman is to warn people when I see the sword coming and to show you what the Lord has revealed to me so that you can discern for yourself. But the pattern seems to be the same because there are 69 days left in the year from October 23rd when they held this event, just like there were 69 days left in the year from the previous Event 201. Or whatever the date they decide to pull the trigger on this next event, I'm here to warn you that a physical and spiritual tsunami is a...
And why do they use 69, guys? It's on the top of the Royal Arch and Freemasonry, but just go on your gematria calculator, type in Saturn, and you'll see why they use it. That's what it equals, 69. They're part of a Saturn death cult. That's where we get the word Satan from.
About to hit the sea of humanity, which is going to cause chaos and destruction and cause the sea of humanity to turn bitter as wormwood when the enemy comes in like a flood and causes the abomination that causes desolation, spoken by the prophet Daniel in Daniel 9:26, which will be the destruction of the human tabernacle or temple, and all those who have taken the medicines and the mark will become vessels for all evil to occupy. It's pretty remarkable how the Lord led me to the understanding of the enemy's agenda and timeline from the address of this syringe-shaped building with the tree on top. That is the confirming witness to what Isaiah prophesied about in Isaiah 9:10, that the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hew stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. And I really hope that you have the spiritual eyes to see what the Lord is showing you. Let's keep going with this article because there's a lot more to unpack. After we were given the location of this building at Eugenia Place, 1919 Beach Ave, we are given a description of the size and species of this tree that they planted on top of the building, which is an 11-meter pin oak. It's interesting that they chose pin oak to plant on top of this syringe-shaped building because pins are also referred to as syringes or needles, you know, like pins and needles. This is where I was really blown away with the attention to detail that went into the selection of this pin oak, because the genus of this tree ties back to Genesis 1:27, where God, H 430, Elohim, gods and angels of the supreme God, which is Lucifer, created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And also parthenogenesis and the natural man, which is describing how Lucifer created himself both male and female in this system, and then created everyone else male and female. Because he had to create himself.
And you hear the chapter he said, 127, guys? Okay, in gematria, biblical God is 127. Facebook's also 127 in that, in the Jewish cipher, also known as Latin. You know, and hangman is 127. God coded 127. Hangman, we're going through a massive asphyxiation ritual right now. If you watch mine, Logan, and Donuts Decode, we got into this, right? Elohim is 127. High one is 20. It's connected to the biblical code. You know, you see a lot connected to that 127 number. I just thought I'd add that.
Self, male and female, to be able to birth his spirit into all mankind that he created in Genesis 1:26. The pin oak is from the beech genus of plants, which was planted at 1919 Beech Ave, which, remember, in the Strong's means of the earth, earthy, as opposed to the heavenly or spiritual. Because remember, in heaven, there is no male and female. Beech genus is a monoecious species, which is a sexual system in seed plants where separate male and female cones or flowers are present in the same plant, which is categorized as being andromonoecious and hermaphroditic, having both male and female sex organs. Do you understand how profound this is? Because if you have any knowledge of the satanic symbol used to depict Satan as a hermaphrodite Baphomet goat that is both male and female, which is a symbol of Lucifer creating himself male and female to birth his spirit into every human host body, then you would understand that this pin oak is also a symbolic representation of Lucifer. And the fact that this building is shaped like a syringe is also a physical representation of the bowl of Revelation 6:2. Which, let me remind you, in the Strong's means,
oh my God, that address, guys. The freaking address for that little demonic ass building, 1919 Beech Ave. Guess what it equals, family? 111. 111, like witchcraft, mandatory. We know that's the number to the vaccines, right? Centers for Disease and Control is 111. Church of Philadelphia is 111. I mean, these people, look, people are like, oh, I don't think it's the mark of the beast. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Simplest fabric, as in DNA, produced from a seed of a plant of a mother, and is cryptically communicating that through these medicines, they are going to be administering another third strand of original DNA that was created from the beginning of the spirit of Elohim moving on the face of the waters that produced the water kingdom first, hence the name of the new variant, Kraken. I mean, why else would they name the variant Kraken if this wasn't the truth, guys?
Preach, Richard, preach. And if you guys remember, my son, which he's so busy now out getting in trouble, but when he was doing videos, he released this video, and it's called Release the Kraken. If you have not seen that yet, it's up on truthmafia.com for free. Just type in the search bar, Release the Kraken, and it's going to blow your mind. He shows all the connections to Hydra and the Kraken, this new variant. And remember, Carmine caught it the day it came out, the day they connected it to that damn Kraken and said, oh, we're nicknaming the X variant the Kraken. And then later that day, my son released a video that just, wow, shut them down.
Do you see how cryptic and cleverly written this article is, and the thought that went into constructing this building? And we're not even done yet. And this helps explain why in Ezekiel 31:3, Lucifer's spirit is described as being both male and female, with this Pharaoh king being male, with her rivers that set him up on high being female. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches and with a shadowing shroud and of high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great. The deep set him up on high with her rivers running around about his plants and set out her rivers unto all the trees of the field, which is the rest of the world. The height of this 11-meter pin oak tree is also significant because the Strong's meaning of 11 is Abaddon, which means perishing, concretely Hades, destruction, and it's from H6, Hebrew word abad, meaning to wander away, that is to lose oneself, by implication to perish, causatively to destroy, not escape, have no way to flee. So think of Lucifer, the light bearer who brought the light, which is all of our angelic energy, to start this flesh system in this enclosed world that we call the earth. And we wandered away from heaven to the earth, losing ourselves and the knowledge that we were once angels in heaven. And we have no way to escape while we are slowly perishing from our angelic energy that is slowly being consumed by that worm in the pit to be used as fodder to birth the locust in these decaying flesh bodies, unknowingly being led into destruction through sin and through these medications right down to Hades, unless we come to the truth. And we know Abaddon is in direct reference to Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel from the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek is Apollyon. And when you convert 11 meters...
Okay, now where is CERN at, guys? CERN is built on the temple of Apollo. It's called Apollyseum. Why? Because they are releasing Abaddon, Apollyon, Revelations 9:11.
Into feet, you get the number 33, which just so happens to be the highest level of Freemasonry that one can achieve. And when you are taught the mysteries of this system that we live in, and one of the greatest mysteries of all that the Lord God has revealed through Jonathan Kleck, is that the God of this world in Genesis, which is Hebrew word H430, Elohim, meaning the gods or angels of the Supreme God in the 7 days of creation, is actually Lucifer, who was the original builder and the first Freemason that the Lord God used to build this world as his deputy and his angel messenger, so that we could all have a second chance to come to repentance for transgressing against him, and so that we could come back home. And that's why they planted a 33-foot hermaphrodite tree species on the top of this syringe-shaped building. Albert Pike, who is a 33-degree Scottish Rite Freemason general and author of Morals and Dogma, quoted in his book, Lucifer, the Light Bearer, strange and mysterious name to give unto the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, son of the morning, is it he who bears the light and with its splendors, intolerable blind feebles, for the traditions are full of sensual and selfish souls? Doubt it not. And the image of this double-headed phoenix with the number 33 on it is also a symbolic representation of the male and female energy within the human host body system, and is also a Freemasonic precept in Latin called Orbo ab Chaos, or in English, Order Out of Chaos, which is a societal mind control tactic that has been used throughout history to advance Satan's agenda to create a one-world government.
Like what they just did over in Maui. That's a perfect example of order out of chaos.
By creating wars or events in chaos throughout the world and inciting fear into everyone to get society to react and demand that their governments take action and respond with a solution to fix whatever chaos has ensued, which ends up being the very outcome that the government wanted to achieve in the first place. An example of this order out of chaos would be to have the merchants and the great men of the earth create and declare a plandemic, which nullifies the Constitution, use the media to instill fear and make it appear that everyone is dying, incentivize doctor to recategorize death to appear that they are related to the illness in order to inflate the numbers, and then have the great merchants or big pharma come up with a pharmaceutical solution that deceives the entire world, just like Revelation 18:23 says that they're going to do. And then Satan is one step closer to the AI mark of the beast system that will give the Antichrist the entire control over the world population. And those not in Christ, who are full of sensual and have selfish souls and are blinded by the splendors of the material things that this world has to offer that Lucifer created to keep you distracted from being able to see the truth, cannot see that they're being led right into destruction and right into the lake of fire to eternal damnation. And the fact that this 33-foot tree is an oak, I believe, is a statement in direct reference to Isaiah 14 of Lucifer wanting to be El, the Almighty God, because God, H410, in Hebrew means El, meaning the Almighty God, the chief political, a ram, a pilaster, a strong support, an oak, which is a big difference between the use of the plural form of the word H430, meaning Elohim, God's angels of the Supreme God, because Isaiah 14, 12 through 14 says, "How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that did weaken the nations?" And take note of this word "cut down" when we finish reading this article. "For thou said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of El, I will sit on the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High." And watch as we go through this next paragraph in this article how the author makes reference to the Assyrian Pharaoh king in Ezekiel 31 that we covered earlier, that was made fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him before the Lord cuts him down to the ground. And take note of this word "plopped," which the author uses to describe an architectural term to describe the planting of this tree, which actually means a plopping sound or fall with a short hollow thud, as in, "How art thou cut down to the ground, O Lucifer, son of the morning," when the Lord made the nation shake to the sound of his falls and then cast him down to hell in Ezekiel 31:16. Okay, let's go through this next paragraph because you're not going to believe where this is going to lead us. Henriquez and partners won Governor General's Award for Architecture for Eugenia, which was completed in 1987, but beyond generating celebrity scuttlebutt, it's most notably for sparking intense discussion about the tree's maintenance. This giant oak was first plopped, that's an architectural term, on top of the tower to represent the height of the cedars and firs that once stood on the site. Though the variety of oak can grow up to 30 meters, the size of the plot of the soil, a measly 45,360 kilograms, keeps this particular plant stunted. This date that the building was finished is very significant, but let's go through the rest of the paragraph and we'll come back to this date so that I can show you where this leads us. When you read this description of the giant oak that was first plopped, which means a plopping sound or fall with a short hollow thud that was planted on the top of this tower to represent the height of the cedars and the firs that once stood there, if you've been paying attention to the scriptures that I've been unpacking in this video, then you should immediately...
And who does the oak tree represent, guys? Speaking of CERN, what god sits with his legs crossed under the oak tree? Cernunnos. Cernunnos, the Celtic lord of hell that CERN was named after. The green man. Which I think Cernunnos and Osiris are the same thing.
Think of the Assyrian Pharaoh king, which was Lucifer in the flesh, being cut down to the ground in Isaiah 14:12, and all the other trees in the Garden of Eden who envied him that the Lord God destroyed. Because this reference to the cedars and the fir trees that once stood there in this article is clearly referencing the same cedars and the fir trees in the Garden of God in Ezekiel 31:5-8, where it says that the cedars in the Garden of God could not hide him, the fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the Garden of God was like unto his beauty. Which this Pharaoh king was clearly a giant in stature and was exalted among all the other people, similar to this Egyptian hieroglyph image to the bottom right, from the DNA that came from the spirit of Elohim moving on the face of the waters, or when the
Nephilim. This is what Logan was talking about in our interview, where these giants that live underground called the Ancient Ones that Gordy Rose created, that quantum computer, the D-Wave, that's plugged into CERN. The internet was created at CERN to originally contact the dead. And it's all feeding into this other dimension of the Watchers, the Fallen Angels, Dimension X, known as Nibiru. But these entities, these giants, the offspring of the Watchers, they live right here, guys, underneath our feet. There's whole civilizations underground. And if you ever watch Cabin in the Woods, they have to feed these giants, humans, predominantly children. And that's to keep them from rising up. Now, if you know what took place in Maui, why did they call them kids off school? So more kids would be at home by themselves and with the fire? I don't even think the kids burn up in the fire, because that would be a waste of precious energy. And I believe them children were taken somewhere and offered up, if you get what I'm saying.
Sons of God came into daughters of men and bare children in Genesis 6 that are no longer in the earth, hence this phrase that once stood on this site. Then this article goes on to say, though this variety of oak can grow up to 30 meters, the size of the pot of the soil keeps this particular plant stunted, which is similar to fish in a pond, right? Because once the population of fish reaches a certain amount, the fish don't grow any larger because the pond is not able to sustain them. The Earth is essentially one big biosphere, so I'm sure this enclosed system that we call the Earth is also governed by the same laws of nature. So could it be that this description of the size of the pot of soil that keeps this tree stunted is in direct reference to Genesis 6, when the Lord reduced man's lifespan to 120 years because mankind had reached a point in the population where the two races had commingled, which turned all of man to evil, but also became diluted and could not sustain the giant stature that was originally made from the sons of God mingling their seed with mankind? Genesis 6 says, "And it came to pass when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit will not always strive with man, for that he is also his flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after, when the sons of God came in."
Now, he didn't say there was giants on the earth in those days. Did you notice that? There was giants in the earth in those days.
The daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of every thought of his heart was evil continuously. And isn't the sea of humanity turning evil right before our eyes? When I first read this article and started to make this video, I really didn't put much thought into the importance of the date that the syringe-shaped building was completed, which was 1987, until I learned about the International Eugenics Congress conferences, which then led me to take a closer look to see if there was any connection to the enemy's timeline for rolling out their eugenics applications and programs for the 21st century, similar to the movie Back to the Future and the Taylor Swift video Get Ready for It. Because there had to be a significant reason for them to design a building shaped like a syringe with a tree on top in the first place, so more than likely there was a reason why they wanted this building completed by 1987. Because we have to remember that although man is orchestrating the development of these movies and music videos, as well as the construction of the World Trade Center and this syringe-shaped building, similar to the bombings that were printed on the US currency, we have to also keep in mind that it's a spirit that is the real puppet master orchestrating everything. Because once I show you where the date that this building was completed led me, you'll see that it's too perfect to be a coincidence, because what I'm about to show you in essence is the spiritual tsunami that's coming to humanity, which is going to cause the light of the candle in you to shine no more if you make the wrong choice and don't repent. And it's also going to cause a third of the stars from heaven to be darkened, described in Revelation 8:12.
Wormwood, the... How long have I been saying this? And I never heard no one else talk about it until Richard. This is what made me fall in love with them. I'm like, oh my God, finally, somebody is on my wavelength. He talks about the Golden Gate Bridge going down. He talks about how they're merging the two realities. That's what Dimension X really is. They're merging these two realities. And he also talks about why they're birthing the Antichrist. They will destroy the Hoover Dam, and that represents the birthing pains, which if you've been watching me, you know I've been saying this forever. So to find someone that's on the same wavelength, it was amazing. And his full video, it's over a two-hour video, guys. That link's in the description. I'm pretty sure I put it in the description. If not, you'll see the video up on truthmafia.com. You just click on his channel. And the title of the video, the full two-hour video, is called Video 14, The Spiritual Tsunami Coming. But I'm almost 100% sure the link is in the description too, guys.
There are two things that I was led to do with this date that the building was completed in 1987. The first thing that I was led to do was to calculate the number of years between 1987, when this building was completed, and the last International Eugenics Congress conference in 1932, which you can see is 55 years. And if you've been following Jonathan Kleck, then you would know how significant this is, because the five...
Oh, shout out to Jonathan Kleck. What's 55, guys? Well, let's take a gander. Let's throw in our gematria calculator. How about Satan? Oh. English or nowhere. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, and so on. Satan equals 55. And it reminds you, 5 plus 5 is 10, right? In reduction, Satan is 10. Remember Marilyn Manson's song? You say God, I say 10. This is another way of worshiping Satan.
Seven to five represents the five pointed stars, which represents the two opposing angel and demon spirits that we are born with within the twin host body system. Because remember, we are the stars. But this was just an ancillary confirmation that I was on the right track where the Lord wanted me to go with this, because the Strong's meaning of 55 in Hebrew, which is only mentioned once in the Bible, just so happens to take us back to the same scripture in Isaiah 9, just after the enemy has rebuilt the whiteness of the clay that has become divided back into cedars that we covered in Isaiah 9:10, which is going to enable the demon spirits that we are attached to in the pit to rise up and take occupancy within the human host body system, which will be a vessel for all evil to occupy and cause the light to shine no more in thee, which is the opposite of when the Holy Spirit comes into us and we get spiritually converted, which drives out the demon spirit that has been co-occupying our human tabernacle. And the second thing that I was led to do with the date that this building was completed was to look up the Strong's Concordance of 1987, which is Hebrew word halam, which means a smiter, but it's from the root H1986, halam, to strike down by implication to hammer, stamp, conquer, disband, and to break down, overcome, to smite with a hammer, which I'm going to show you when this evil is released from the pit, it's going to cause a third of the stars to become darkened, as described in Revelation 8:12. And this is going to get deep, so you need to pay close attention. The Strong's meaning of 55 is Hebrew word abak, which is only used one time in the entire Bible in Isaiah 9:18, a few verses down from Isaiah 9:10, when they have built the whiteness of the clay back into cedars, which describes when the Lord's judgment comes on the disobedient. I'm going to read Isaiah 9:18 first and break down the Strong's meaning of a few words. And then we're going to go back and read from Isaiah 9:10 all the way through verse 20 so that I can put this into context for you. And if you've been following me on Facebook, then you'll see that this ties back to the post I made and shared about a dream that I was given about people who had taken the medications that were turning into zombies. Because when people's DNA is changed back in the cedar, that's going to allow that evil spirit that we are attached to in the pit to rise up and take occupancy of the human host body system, and the sea of humanity is going to turn evil. Isaiah 9:18 says, "For the wickedness burns as a fire, it shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke." And whenever you see the words briars and thorns, it always refers to that natural man that was grown by germination, that was vampiric, and whose spirit is hunting the angel inside of us from the pit. The Strong's meaning of this phrase, "and they shall mount up," is Hebrew word abak, meaning to coil upward, to mount up. And let me give you a visual representation of this meaning to coil upward and to mount up. And think of this coiling up as a spiral of a magnetic field and that female evil energy that is rising up, being released from the pit, described here as lifting up as smoke as it takes over the human host body system. A coil can be defined as a series of connected spirals forming and gathering or winding energy that is induced by motion through a magnetic field, and also to move in a spiral course as black smoke coiling up into the sky, which is exactly what is being described here in this phrase, like lifting up as smoke. And you have to remember, whatever occurs in the spiritual realm will always manifest in the physical.
Hey, I didn't realize I had my microphone muted, so you guys didn't even hear when I said abak. Remember how you brought up abak, A-B-A-K? Well, it equals 15, matching CERN.
In the material world, and in this case, when the pit opens up, the physical representation of this scripture will be when the locusts come out of the pit like smoke from a furnace, described in Revelation 9. And it says, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the keys to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit, like smoke from a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and out of the smoke came locusts on the earth, and unto them were given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power." So by this description, the Lord is going to burn with fire the wickedness of this disobedient, fruitless tree of briars and thorns that are rising up from the pit with pride and with rage of anger in a sense of triumph, because they are now free from the pit and they're finally released.
Maybe that's the Phoenix event, guys. The plasma apocalypse, the Phoenix phenomenon. Maybe that's God's way of resetting everything, right? The wiping of the board, as Logan calls it.
Least. And you can see that these prideful characteristics described here are from the spirit of that natural man, which was the serpent race, that is also described here as raging, which is Greek word G66, agrios, which takes us full circle back to the book of Jude 1, verse 10 through 13 that we covered earlier, which is the same alphanumeric value as the name of this plandemic to describe that natural, wild, fierce, and raging spirit that is rising and mounting up.
Yeah, coronavirus pandemic is 113, like the Jude 1:10-13. That's 1:1. You have the 1:13s, and then flip it around 1:13. You got 3:11, right? That's the day the pandemic was declared. But you know where that comes from, guys? The Babylonian Talmud, the Baba Kamal, where they can lie to the Goyim. And I'm not talking about your everyday Jewish person. This is talking about Sabbatean Frankists. They worship Satan openly. You know, Brother Dona is Jewish and he's not a Sabbatean Frankist. So people, you can't just lump all of one nationality in the same group. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just not what it is. And the Sabbatean Frankists, they infiltrated all religions. They pretended to be Muslims, infiltrated that. They pretend to be Christians, infiltrated that. Catholicism. But look into Sabbatean Frankists. It'll blow your mind. And if you ever got time, guys, to read a book, let me tell you the title of this book. Hold on. I'm almost done with it. Me and Ani are going to do a documentary on it. The Synagogue of Satan. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is the author. And, you know, the Bible verse, there will be Jews that pretend they are of my people, but are of the synagogue of Satan. That it says it clear as day, but he's talking about, yes, Toby, the Khazars, the Sabbatean Frankists, not just your normal European Jewish person. They have no idea what's going on.
As in mounting the white horse of Revelation 6:2 that has begun to ride and administer the bow through these medications that is going to take over humanity. Jude 1 verse 10 through 13 says, "But these speak of those things which they not know, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things that corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for their reward, and perished in the gainsaying of court. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about the winds. Trees whose fruit withers without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved for blackness of darkness forever." Guys, this is describing that original spirit of Elohim that was moving on the face of the waters in Genesis 1:2, that Elohim, the gods and angels of the Supreme God, portioned out and fashioned into forms of idolatry and living embodiments that were in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, in the sea, that the Lord God warned them not to make in Exodus 20. And just imagine what it's going to be like at the end of the world when the Lord's spirit is removed and all that's left is that spirit of that raging, wild, natural, and fierce spirit that was from the original creation. It's not going to be pretty.
Okay, so that was part one. Right? Richard's phenomenal, ain't he, guys? And you see how the corona's the 66, which, you know, how many times have I broke this shit down? What do they want to do, guys? They want to add 3 strands of 22 to our 44 base pairs of DNA. This has nothing to do with your chromosomes, so don't say that in the comments. I swear to God, people always say that. No, 22 plus 22 plus 22 is 66. Black goo, the graphene oxide, 66, matching corona. Now, this has been 322 has been connected to corona since day one. The first case in Wuhan happened on November 18th, the 322nd day of the year. Hillary got sick on 322. The Georgia Guidestones that they tore down was erected on 322. And just look at Genesis 322. When they become like gods and try to take from the tree of life, it talks about God can't allow them to do that because they're trying to live forever. That's a Bible verse talking about transhumanism. That's what it is. This third strand DNA, right before the queen died, she walked up, touched that globe, and then three strands of pink DNA lit up in front of it. Remember? Yeah. It was like a week or so before she died. So, okay, let me put this second part on, and then we shall be done.
By the shapes of these ram horns that Lucifer is claiming to be El, not Elohim, H410 El, the Almighty Chief Political Almighty God, as strong as a ram to mock him. The Hebrew word for Hava means to exist, to become, come to pass, which is from 1933, meaning to breathe as an air or life, but it also means to fall. So think of this multimedia exhibition named Hava as Elohim falling from heaven and making that original double X chromosome evil reptilian race, both male and female, through parthenogenesis prior to the serpent race commingling with the Adamic race, but is now being restored back into cedars that we covered earlier in Isaiah 9:10. And do you remember from Back to the Future when the time machine let out a big blast of air which resembled a spirit? It's the exact same concept of the temporal temple displacement concept from Back to the Future that you can see this artist intentionally used a Hebrew word to describe spirit, meaning breath, air, and life. And Adolf Hitler, who created Nazi Germany and started World War II, just so happened to rise to power in 1933 and was the first world leader to apply the programs and application that the International Eugenics Congress had developed in their three sessions of Congress to improve the heredity of the human race in the early 21st centuries. Are you getting all this? What's fascinating is the twin statue that they mounted on top of the courthouse that depicts a symbolic representation of the female rival being birthed out of the lotus flower. Because if you'd watched my Jesus is Our Rock series, then you would know how profound this is, because the lotus flower is a symbolic of life, rebirth, and resurrection. Helena Blavatsky, who was a well-known occultist and member of the White Brotherhood who Hitler consulted with, wrote in her book The Secret Doctrine, taken from excerpts from the Egyptian Book of the Dead, where it says, "Pointing to the like's signification was the lotus growing in the waters of the Nile. Its mode of growth peculiarly fitted as a symbol of the generative activities. The flower of the lotus, which is the bearer of the seed for reproduction, as a result of its maturing, is connected to its placenta-like attachment with Mother Earth, or the womb of Isis, through its water of the womb, that is the River Nile, by means of a long cord stalk-like umbilicus. Nothing can be plainer than the symbol, and to make it perfect in its intended signification, a child is sometimes represented as seeding or issuing from the flower." And then in St. John's Cathedral, also in New York City, has a statue of a child being birthed out of a lotus flower that has a sheep under it, and what appears to be cocoons on both sides, that likely represents filling up the hollows that are covered by the pillows described in Ezekiel 13:20. "Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows, whereas ye hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly." Which is a depiction of Genesis 1, when Elohim seeded the planet to germinate and make that original man, and using man as a benefit to turn God's angels, which are the sheep and all of us, into his army of locusts from the pit, before the Lord God comes back and judges the world. So when you read this excerpt from the Egyptian Book of the Dead, which is all of us, because we are the walking dead guys, that the lotus flower is described as being the bearer of the seed for reproduction as a result of its maturing and connection to its placenta-like attachment to Mother Earth or the womb of Isis, then you can understand what the bow that the rider of the white horse in Revelation 6:2 has. "And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." The bow means
a crown was given unto him. Remember that Bible verse he's talking about? They had Obama sitting in the he was sitting in the Game of Thrones chair. Remember? I think someone edited it, but still, it was connected to that Bible verse, and he had a crown. Now, the crown was really sitting on the table there. And what does corona mean? Crown.
means the simplest fabric, as in DNA, and it's from G5088, to produce from a seed, as a mother, a plant, the earth, to bear, to bring forth, which is describing the original DNA that was produced from Isis, or Mother Earth, that brought forth that original reptilian serpent race that was grown by germination in Genesis 1:26, from the spirit of Elohim that was moving on the face of the waters in Genesis 1:2, that is going to tie together your 23 chromosomes from Adam, which is the source of your angelic energy, together with another source of female double X energy, using a third strand, or the bow, that will cut off your connection to the angel side of your duality and your ability to access the Holy Spirit. Revelation 6:2 is not Jesus, and the first seal is open because it's being administered through these medications that are deceiving the whole world, which means there's no pre-tribulation rapture, guys. So all you religious people who keep leaving me comments that I'm wrong about this, please listen to what the Spirit is showing you.
No, there is no pre-tribulation rapture. That was set up during the Council of Nicaea. They rewrote the Bible, put a whole bunch of lies in there, and just fact check it. Go look for yourself. That they want you to believe that. So you think, oh, we'll be gone. No, you won't. You'll go through the tribulation. And if you do not denounce Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, then you will have your head chopped off. And that Bible verse is very clear, right? When the Antichrist brings back the third temple, brings back human sacrifice in the third temple, at first, it's going to seem like he's created peace for all religions. And he's going to come in right as, I believe, World War III will be going. The aliens will show up, which are really fallen angels. And this is when he'll come in and say, yeah, these aliens are our creators. They're the good ones. They're here to help us, which couldn't be further from the truth, right? And then we'll be deceived. They say for the first 3 years, it'll be amazing, which kind of reminds me of Trump's presidency, just saying. And there's no age and any book on this planet, you will not find an age for the Antichrist. Unless they put it in some new international book and rewrote it. But in the original book of Revelations, you will not find it. So it doesn't specify on an age.
The author of this article used the same technique as the author who wrote the article about the syringe-shaped building with the tree on top, and managed to provide us the age of this artist who designed these sculptures, who is 53, like as if we needed to know her age. Which was intentional because 1953 was the year that the double helix twisted ladder structure was created by Watson and Crick, using the work from Rosalind Franklin that led to the development of gene editing and also the development.
And COVID equals 53. COVID is 53 in English ordinal, where A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, and so on. So go figure.
Of these so-called medications to be developed so that they could build back better the sycamores that were cut down and divided back into cedars. And if you add 53 years from the last International Eugenics Congress in 1932, it just happens to land on 1985 when Back to the Future was made, which took place in 1955, which was also the number of the years from the last International Eugenics Conference in 1932 that this syringe-shaped building was completed. Which is also coincidentally mentioned in this article. I wonder what the odds are. Speaking of odds, I wonder what the odds are that I would be sent this advertisement for this heathen Burning Man festival, as in the Burning Adam festival, that they hold every year to do a mock simulation of killing the angel spirit of Adam that is inside of us, that takes place in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada, in Perishing County, that depicts human hands metamorphosizing back into a tree, or a cedar, at the latitude and longitude of 40 degrees north, which in the Strong's means sacred, morally blameless, and holy, and 119 degrees west, which means in Hebrew, Adam, meaning to show blood in the face. So what this festival is cryptically telling us that it's really about is they are burning and destroying what is sacred, morally, and holy, which is the angel side of your duality that we inherited from Adam, and restoring you into that demonic, wild, fierce, and raging natural man, which is your demon side of your duality that you inherit from Adam and Eve commingling with that original serpent race that Elohim created in Genesis 1:26. And even though the Lord God created this world for his purpose as part of his redemption plan to give all the angels that were led astray by Lucifer from heaven to the earth a second chance to come to repentance, you must understand that the flesh in this natural world is the curse because the world and everything in it is in opposition to the spirit of the living God. And that's why the Lord God is going to burn all flesh in the entire world in his final judgment. And if you don't get spiritually converted before you die in your sin, then by your own rebellious action and choice, like all these people who choose to attend this Burning Man festival.
See, he connects it to pole shift too, guys, and the merging of the two realities. He believes we live in a flat, enclosed simulation, but there's a twin to it, okay? And you all his videos will be up on Truth Mafia, so you guys can enjoy all of his content because he's probably one of the best ones out. And he has this one decode. It's called Us Versus Them, if I remember correctly, and it's about the Nephilim bloodlines. It's phenomenal.
And live like heathens, contrary to what the Lord God commands us to do, then you will become excommunicated from our Heavenly Father for eternity, and you will be assimilated into Satan's army of locusts from the pit. I truly hope you guys have the spiritual eyes to see and ears to hear everything that the Lord is making manifest in this video. Okay, let's finish decrypting this last paragraph of this article. In the process of installing a tree in the sky, though they really curse the owner of the suite below it, who, just to be clear, is not the late Leonard Nimoy, forever. The only way to access the plant is via through the penthouse, so Orbaris must pass through this presumably pricey suite each time they are tending to caterpillar infestations or whatever oak trees are into these days. But when it came time to remove the tree earlier this year, after being weakened by drought in 2015, the same year Nimoy passed away, coincidence? They used a crane instead. The bill came to over $500,000 for the labor and materials alone. Looks like money trees do exist after all. So let's go through it. In the process of installing a tree in the sky, though they really curse the owner of the suite below it forever. Does that even make sense? Well, it does if you use your spiritual eyes and ears and listen to the language that the author is using to describe this tree that has been installed in the sky that has...
They cursed the person below it. Wow.
...has cursed the owners below. Because what this author is really doing is using this costly suite in this building that is below the tree in the sky as a metaphor to mock all the cursed inhabitants and occupants of the earth who chose to rebel against the Most High in heaven and became cursed when they were born into this flesh temporal system that reside on the earth below the cosmic tree or the Axis Mundi, also referred to as the cosmic axis, the world pillar, the center of the world, and the world tree. In religion or mythology, is described as being the center of the world, or the connection between the heaven and the earth, where the celestial pole and the geographic pole intersect between the heaven and the earth, and where the four compass directions point meet, which many Jews and Muslims believe is the location of the Dome of the Rock, and why there's so many religious conflicts there throughout history for control. However, I believe the Axis Mundi is more likely to be in Africa, because in addition to the discovery of lost civilizations found there, you can see from this image of the United Nations building in Africa how the enemy's spirit has manifested in the construction of this building to mock us by showing us the truth in plain sight. Because keep in mind, at the end of the world, in the final separation between good and evil, and all those people throughout the United Nations of the world who don't get spiritually converted, which in the Lord's eyes is evil energy, is going to be rolled kata down like a whirlpool down to the pit, just like this building depicts. And if you look at the bottom left image of the United Nations meeting chambers, you can see that it's designed to look like the elliptical cones intersecting at the points of the Axis Mundi. And I'm going to show you later in the video how the Lord revealed to me that there is going to be a pole shift from the North Star Polaris over to the pole star Vega. That's described in the sixth seal of Revelation 6:2, 12 through 18. That is a result of this incoming system known as
the... And you see the X there, the X it makes as everything's changing to X right now, right? It has to do with the twin eclipses that make a X on America. X marks the spot. Who represents the X? Osiris, the resurrection of Osiris. They're putting Osiris back together again, this Antichrist figure. And the next one that makes the final X is coming up on 4/8 of 24, which Cernunnos equals 48. That's the opening of the gates, the opening of this portal. And coming up next month, no, wait, on October 14th, George Floyd's birthday, we have the eclipse coming over the Four Corners area, which it kind of goes pretty much like the 2017 one, but a lot lower. Like if you move the 2017 one down to where it's lining up with Dallas and stuff. So it makes the next two with the 2024 one, but not over the New Madrid fault line like these two do, which is also very telling, right? And the pole shift is going to literally change the whole landscape, not just of America, everywhere. And I tell people that believe in flat earth, it's like this. You have what they call a pole is one. Let's say your North Pole and South Pole. These are your positive and negative charges, right? Your two charges of energy are shifting. So what Logan believes, we live in enclosed structure, but it's like an egg. He said it has a dome over and under it, and the dome is what's spinning at like 1,000 miles an hour. The earth is still. It's sitting still, right? And which in the Bible, it shows there is a dome above us and below us until they started rewriting stuff and changing images. But yeah, there is. Just look into it.
The Red Dragon or Nibiru or Planet X, which is when all the world leaders and the global elite will run and attempt to hide in their bunkers from God's wrath. Now that we know that this author of this article is cryptically referring to all of the angels who left their first estate in heaven, which is all of us, as the cursed owners that live in the suite below this cosmic tree, which is the earth, let's look at the meaning who the Ouroboros are that must pass through the suite to tend to the caterpillar infestation or whatever oak trees are into. Or whatever oak trees are into? Again, does that even make sense? An arborist is someone who specializes in the cultivation of trees or plants, and we know from earlier from Mark 8:24 that we are the trees, because remember when Jesus healed the blind man at Bethesda, and Jesus asked him after he removed the mud from his eyes what he saw, and the man replies to Jesus, "I see men as trees walking." So if we are the trees and God, H410, Hebrew word El, is also described as an oak, then we can surmise that we are the oak trees that have the caterpillar infestation that the Bible tells us is feeding off of us through sin. And if we don't get spiritually converted before we die, and that alchemistic metamorphic process comes to an end, then we become a spiritual life force to birth Satan's demonic army of locusts from the pit.
Wow. So that, man, that could not be... That is so true. We have this infestation within us that's feeding off of our life force, feeding off of our loose energy. This is why they try to keep us in a state of fear and on a lower vibrational frequency, because these interdimensional entities that are called demons, archons, Yaldabaoth and his crew, that's what they do. They feed off of them lower frequencies, like a child being tortured. That's one of their favorite frequencies and favorite substances. And I promise you, this is real.
Because in Joel 2:25, the Lord tells us, "I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I have sent among you." And then in Mark 9:47-48, it says, "If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out, for it's better to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than have two eyes and be cast into hellfire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." And then in Job 24:20, it says, "The womb shall forget him, and the worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered, and the wickedness shall be broken off as a tree." It says this because as soon as we are born into this flesh, we are cut from the mother's umbilical cord, and that worm that we are attached to begins feeding off of us. And if you don't get spiritually converted before you die, Jesus is going to cut you off like a branch from this cosmic tree of life that is attached to your own star. The arborists who are attending to the oak trees and the caterpillar infestation, which represents all of us, that must pass through the cursed owner's suite of the earth, are the angels that the Lord has sent down to the earth as watchers that Jacob saw in his dream ascending and descending from the electromagnetic spiral ladder produced by this cosmic tree in Genesis 28:12, where Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and on the top reached into heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Then the article goes on to say, but when it came time to remove the tree earlier this year, after it was weakened by drought in 2015, the same year Nimoy passed away, coincidence? They used a crane instead. The bill came to over five.
Yeah, sure. That was a major ritual that year, 2015. Nice try. 2015, we had Jade Helm. Remember, guys, Jade Helm? That was where they were getting their FEMA camps ready. That was when they were weaponizing artificial intelligence, which is carrying out. Okay, so we're on one of three lists. You're on the red list. How you can tell you're on the red list, if you leave a comment in any, it doesn't have to be my chat, any Facebook chat, you won't see your name no more. You'll see a number sequence or your email or phone number. It's not supposed to do that, but that's the artificial intelligence tracking, tracing, and tagging you. You are on the kill list. If you are on the re-education list, that's the yellow list, you'll go to one of these FEMA camps. So we only know the story that they told us happened in Maui. They could have took all these people over there to a re-education camp, or even worse, killed them. And same with what's going on up in Canada, you know, and we're fed all this bullshit. I think they're going to do it like that, location by location, not all at once. They wouldn't be able to control it all at once. They're not that dumb, you know what I'm saying? You would do it systematically. That's the way to do it.
500,000 for labor and materials alone. Looks like money trees do exist after all. And the fact that this tree died the very same year that Nimoy passed away could be symbolic of the death of whatever host body that Lucifer has occupied throughout history in the Bible, since we know that the only reason why Nimoy was associated with this building in the first place was because of the Vulcan shin sign that he used to make, which we now know symbolized the divine feminine spirit of Lucifer, which is where we all get the spirit of the love for money from, because it's written in the DNA of that wild, fierce, natural tree or man that was grown by germination that we inherited from the seed of the serpent. That's why in Matthew 6:24 it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon too. And mammon means confidence that is wealth personified, that is avarice deified, which means an insatiable desire for wealth or greed, an excess desire to acquire or possess, more specifically material wealth, and more than one needs or deserves, and is personified as the one of the deadliest sins. Let me show you in the Bible where we inherit.
Hold on, sweetheart. I'll break it down again one more time. Okay, so out of nowhere, I noticed when I was on Facebook, you got to look into the dead internet theory. They changed the internet right around the time QAnon blew up. So they weaponized Q, which was really called Tyler. It's a quantum computer. It's based down in Texas, all right? And this quantum AI writes these stories that sound really intriguing. Talking about military tribunals, this person's dead, this person's dead. That's all an AI writing that. It's a program. I use AI, and I use it to pull all the videos on my website so it loads them. I know how to write for AI. I know what techniques it uses. I can tell when, you know, it's an AI story. So that whole QAnon shit, which QAnon equals 666, it was part of the Noah Hyde laws to track, trace, and tag us. We are living in the biblical end days. And I just started noticing when I would comment on Facebook, it wasn't my name no more. It was a number sequence. And then all my people started reporting it was happening too. And we looked into it. I had my tech guy look into it. And that's how we found out they were actually using technology to track and trace us. I exposed it several times. I'll do another video showing you what my technology, how they're tracking and tracing every one of you.
Inherited that love for money from, The etymology of Cain's name, who was Eve's first child and who was from the seed of the serpent, provides evidence of where the love for money comes from. And if you're someone who has not accepted the fact that Cain was from the serpent seed, then I'm sorry that you can't see it, because you are missing the entire context of the Bible of why we must be spiritually converted. So please don't leave me any disagreeing comments, or I'm just going to block you for being a stumbling stone for others who want to know the truth. Cain means a lance as striking fast, and think of this lance as striking fast as the initial first thought that comes to mind when you want to erect, create, procure, especially to purchase, causatively to sell, by implication to own, attain, buy, and provoke to jealousy, also to possess, purchase, recover, and redeem. I'm telling you that this is...
Oh, they're not going to put them on your mailbox. That's what people thought back in like 2011. We're so far past that, Henry. It's all done on the computer now. You know what I'm saying? Like a social credit score. It's all on the computer, controlled by artificial intelligence.
Literally the reason why my wife and I got divorced, because I had lost the desire to chase after the almighty dollar, and I was willing to walk away from the company that I almost sacrificed my life and my family to build so that we could purchase and have the confidence of wealth personified. And you can see how this money tree from the branch of the serpent seed has been made manifest on Wall Street at the New York Stock Exchange with the symbol of the bull, which we know is a symbol of Baal, and why they sacrificed 3,000 people on 9/11 by destroying the World Trade Centers. Do you get it? Because everyone who has set their heart on the pursuits of the material things of this world over the Lord God is serving the God of this world, and is what drives people to acquire wealth so that it gives them the confidence of wealth personified, which in turn provokes others to jealousy and keeps everyone continuing to work and climbing that status ladder, which drives you further away from finding the Lord God. And when you take a step back and you look at it from this perspective, you can see that this is what this world is all about, and it can be traced back to the etymology of Cain's name. And that's why the Lord tells us it's impossible to serve two masters, because your DNA and this entire world system has been designed to keep you climbing to that next destination between classes of society. And that's why Miley Cyrus wrote that song, "It's Not the Destination, It's the Climb." Because that's exactly what happened to me when I made it to the top of what I considered my financial mountain. Because what I found after everybody congratulates you and after everyone is done admiring your success is complete emptiness. And I thought to myself, that's it? That's what I worked so hard for and almost died trying to obtain? And that's when the Lord showed me what this
world... That's why you have to use your money. You know, last year I had the most successful year I've ever had. And this year, it's looking like we'll double that with almost a quarter million. And I've took that money. First of all, I've helped so many of my followers that couldn't pay rent, single moms, helped them out. Never, you know, asked for credit for it or nothing. I don't care about that. Plus, we put that money back into helping content creators get their message out. I built Truth Mafia myself out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying? And I built that because I had a vision and a dream that I believe was given to me by the source, the creator. And that's what my goal, that's what I was supposed to do, is build this platform. So when I'm dead and gone, it lives on, you know, because my other website was Tommy Truthful. It was all about me. And God told me it doesn't have to be about me. I need to shine light on other people's platforms and let them get their work out as well. And we can all cross promote each other, do podcasts with each other. And then if I die, it lives on, you know, it goes to my son and it'll continue to do what it's doing today. We have it so automated now that, I mean, as long as he checks up on it, it'll keep running.
The world was all about and who I had been serving. And we all know where we're dedicating our time and our attention to. And only you guys can answer that. Because when the Antichrist rises from the ashes from the destruction that is coming and takes his new host body through Obama, which is symbolic of this tree dying and why the number 500 has been purposely written into the maintenance cost of this tree, because 500 in the Strong's means Antichrist, there is going to be a cashless society with a new financial digital mark of the beast economic financial system, which will also rise out of the chaos. And there will be many people, both non-Christians and Christians, who have not been spiritually converted, who will choose to take the mark of the beast and these medications that will be forced on everyone so that they can participate in the new economy to save.
That's called pharmakia. All nations were deceived because of pharmakia, which pharmakia equals 187. Go figure.
Saved their lives, and in the process will forfeit their eternal salvation because they didn't know the word of God and have a relationship with Jesus Christ because they were either knowingly or unknowingly choosing to serve the beast system. Do you get it? Now I want to review the enemy's timeline of turning the sycamores that were cut down from that original creation of the natural man that Elohim made in Genesis 1:26 back into cedars, and how this process began to be made manifest from the beginning when the Statue of Liberty, also referred to as Columbia, arrived in New York City in 1885, which represents the human host body tabernacle or temple, through to the advent of Google's new iron mixed with miry clay quantum computing third temple microprocessor that they have named the Sycamore chip, that this article from Nature magazine, as in the natural, wild, fierce, raging man, stated will give Google quantum supremacy with their new 54-qubit Sycamore chip, and all the way through to this year in 2023, when the enemy comes in like a flood, which will be the physical tsunami event to kick off the Great Tribulation and make way for Barack Lightning Fall from Heaven Obama to rise to power from the destruction that is coming, that the first beast of Revelation 13 will end up giving his power to in 1 hour. And I just want you to stop and...
Obama's coming back. Guys, I have a theory. My theory is, I don't think... So remember when Obama stepped down, he never left Washington. He got a freaking house down the road and stayed there. And then they had him a job at the United Nations. And I believe Trump's presidency was fake. I believe Biden's presidency was fake. I believe Obama was the last president and he's coming back. All this shit was massive deceptions. I know that sounds a little crazy, but just look into it. I believe that with all my heart, with all my heart. And then there's something connected to Kamala Harris. She might become like the first female president in 2024, right before the next election. Then they might do a stage King Kill 33 ritual with either Biden or Trump. I don't know exactly which one. And that will clear the stage for, I believe, Obama to come back and grab power. And, you know, he's really Akhenaten. That's who he is, the descendant of Akhenaten. They've been cloning these Nephilim kings like Gilgamesh, Akhenaten, and you wouldn't even believe what they're doing with this cloning. And they just showed us this, and they cloned Tyrone, right? And then they really did clone Jamie Foxx in real life.
Think about what you're looking at here with this quantum computer microchip that Google has named Sycamore to mock everyone, because only the Lord could make manifest the enemy's plans to this level of detail that he's allowing me to reveal to you in this video, because you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. And what I'm about to show you next is further going to prove that the destruction of the Twin Towers in the Pentagon was purposely done from an enemy within our own borders that Jonathan Kleck was given a prophetic utterance about back in 2002. Then one evening, just after I had just finished decrypting the Back to the Future Part 4 trailer that shows Marty asking that if time travel was possible and you had that kind of power, what would you do? And then the clock reads 7:30, insinuating that they would change us back into cedars. And then we are shown the number 69 and a missile in Doc Brown's garage to foreshadow what's coming. And I turned on my television, and it just so happened that Back to the Future Part 2 was playing. And the scene that was on was when Marty and Doc Brown had just completed fixing everything back to normal from when Biff stole the time machine and went back in time to give himself the sports almanac, when all of a sudden Doc Brown and the time machine gets hit by lightning, which sends them back to 1885. And I'll let the scene play out for you, and then we'll discuss it.
Oh, I gotta pause that, guys. Let me get past that part because I don't want to get flagged.
We now know is in reference to that wild, fierce, raging natural man from Genesis 1:26 that was grown by germination that they want to change us back into. Let's keep going.
Okay. You can watch that in the full video. Yeah. To get past that part.
John Wick, that 75 years from when Israel became a nation was pointing to the 108th 50-year Jubilee and the 118th Congress, which is this year in 2023.
118th Congress, there's that 118 again. The Matrix is 118.
Past 8 months.
Oops, got to get past that damn commercial.
Pentagon were destroyed from 1885, which is 116 years, which is the exact time on the Twin Pine Mall sign prior to Doc Brown being attacked and shot by the terrorists for stealing his plutonium.
Oh, shit. And 116, guess what that is, guys? Nuclear war. Nuclear war is 116. Remember Crowley died 116 days after Roswell, too? That 116 number. Flip it upside down, 9/11.
Back to the Future Part 1, which when inverted reads 9/11. So here's another confirmation in Part 2 of this series that was pointing to the 2001 September attacks. And if we looked at the time frame that this man held onto the letter from Marty in a different way, and we just added all the numbers up, 7 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 days, it all equals up to 12 years, which is the exact number of years from the date that Back to the Future Part 2 was produced in 1989 to the September 11 events in 2001. So either way, this movie series was intentionally synchronized with the destruction of the Twin Towers. This is undeniable. Now let me help you understand why the director Steven Spielberg chose this date, 1885, to encrypt the destruction of the Twin Towers, which, let me remind you, were built to resemble twin DNA markers so that they could purposely be destroyed at the right moment in time. And this understanding came from watching the movie Vision Quest.
Wow, that is so crazy. Look at the symbolic of it, guys. The two towers fell, right? And the One World Trade Center was erected. The two DNA strands fall, and the third strand of DNA is erected. And then COVID-19 happened 19 years after 9/11, right? We're on a 19-year Metonic moon cycle. What is 19? AI. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's a quantum beast chip, the black goo, the graphene oxide. That's what it truly is.
The Lord led me to watch one evening while I was making dinner. And what I'm about to show you is the confirming witness to Jonathan Cleck's prophetic utterance that he was given that the U.S. would be hit with a tsunami and the Hoover Dam would be destroyed. Only I'm professing that the Lord has shown me that these events will take place this year in 2023. And when I asked the Lord for confirmation that he wanted me to profess this, that these events were coming this year, I prayed on it and I told him if he...
See, I don't think it'd be this year, in my opinion, but it could be. Who knows? They have been popping shit off, haven't they? So it wouldn't surprise me, but I was thinking 2024 or 2025 because the Great Tribulation equals 225. And then we have that major eclipse in 2024, and that's the year of the dragon. And what do they call the dragon, guys? Nibiru, right? When we have that great American eclipse, that's the year of the dragon. So I don't know, but he could be right. Maybe I'm off. I really don't know.
He wanted me to publicly announce this because I've never claimed to be or considered myself to be a prophet, that he would have to show me an undeniable confirmation by having me cast a lot in my dictionary. And when I randomly opened my dictionary to a page, my thumb was on this word profess, and it was even highlighted in red, which I don't even remember doing, which means claim something that is true, declare your faith in a religion, or in this case, relationship. So this is my act of faith in declaring that these events will happen this year in 2023. The significance of 1885 and why it was shown in the movie Back to the Future was cryptically pointing us to when the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City in 1885, because the Statue of Liberty represents the female aspect of Lucifer, the light bearer who brought the light to the earth, who is also known as the Egyptian goddess Isis or the Roman goddess Liberty or Freedom or Columbia, and Mother Nature, who created the natural world and that original human host body system that was grown by germination.
There it is, guys. So he did a phenomenal job. The whole video that's in the description is over 2.5 hours long. It's super, super long. But if you have any questions, now is the time to definitely ask them. And I just wanted to share something like that with you because we're always looking at all this negative stuff. And I mean, that, I guess it could scare you a little bit, but I don't fear none of it. You know, I'm a warrior, so none of that shit scares me. I know what's coming, and that's it. Here's his video. And again, if you go on his channel, that other video that I told you about is over there. I got to get all his stuff up here. Richard, right here. This one is fire. Spiritual and Physical Tsunami Part 4 Judgment. He gets into, now in this one, he really breaks down the Hoover Dam and, like, you know, which he touched on briefly in that one, but like he really gets into it here. Breaks it down in full detail. And oh, they took this video out. Look at that. I put that in there and they took it out. Oh, that's going to make me upset. But don't worry, I will go in and fix it. I wrote the blog to this. And 1968, guys, that was the year they coined the word coronavirus, made 9/11 the emergency dialing code that year, right? Destruction of Hoover Dam equals 1968. World War I, July 28th of 1914, had numerology of 68. World War II, same thing. Ukraine War, same thing. It's a war code. The Rockefellers began construction on their twin towers in 68. Other things that happened in that year, 9/11 made the official emergency dialing code. And then the whole space odyssey back to their alien invasion. George W. Bush graduated Skull and Bones that year. 33 years later, he's the president and they bring them towers down. Now, this fact check will hit you because it's not technically a shekel. It's a memorabilia piece, a memorial coin that they created in Israel in 1968. And it showed the plane flying at the two towers. I mean, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? Right there. 1968, 33 years before 2001. That's also the year of the Hong Kong flu. And then this happened on 7/19 of 2022. That's when the Transformers blew up at the Hoover Dam, remember? Which I did a deep dive into that. And honestly, I can't remember what I put right here. But I will go back in this one and figure it out and get that video fixed for you. Okay. I'll make sure, cause I'm pretty sure that video was very important. And that's why I don't know how they get in my thing to do that. So I'll get it fixed. When that happens, guys, it's usually when like I upload a video directly to the website, but see, like right here, it's working fine. If you haven't watched this one, it's about Hurricane Hillary, the fires, which, remember, the Canadian fire happened, right? 44 days later, Maui's on fire. HAARP is 44, guys. Matching kill. So that's very interesting. It was exactly 44 days from that fire. And there's a lot of really good... Oh, that was a whole family of kids. You believe that? I mean, it's just terrible what they did to people. And this is what Hurricane Hillary did. And they spelled it with minus one L. But we decoded it with the correct spelling and without the correct spelling. Without the correct spelling, guess what it is, guys? Hurricane Hillary, 43, matching Wormwood. Yeah, Wormwood. And remember this decode? Fire and Fury, the new book that AI wrote. They said a doctor wrote it. That's a lie. Artificial intelligence wrote that book. Climate change is 43. Ace of Wands is 43. Wands are associated with fire energy. And the Ace of Wands is the core representation of fire within the deck. And that has to do with Hollywood, right? Logan broke that down in full detail. Catastrophe, but it's all tied to Wormwood. And I wrote the verse down here for you. The first angel sounded the trumpet, and there was hail, fire mixed with blood, and it rained down on earth. One third of the earth was burned, including the trees and green grass. The second angel sounded the trumpet, and it seemed like a massive burning mountain was thrown into the sea. As a result, one third of the sea turned into blood. One third of the sea creatures died, and one third of the ships were destroyed. Remember when Japan just recently was all blood red, and they were blaming it on some chemical spill from a factory? I'm thinking all this stuff is fulfilling and they're just lying to us and trying to keep our attention elsewhere. The third angel sounded the trumpet and a blazing star named Wormwood fell from the sky. That star caused one third of the rivers and springs to become bitter, resulting in the death of many people. Yeah, we're about to have water wars, guys. Get ready. The fourth angel sounded the trumpet, and one third of the sun, moon, and stars were affected. As a result, one third of the day and night lost their light. So, pretty crazy. And don't forget to click on the link in the description. That way, I'm adding other links to this too. So you'll have all my social media links in there. My Rumbles, my YouTubes, my Telegrams, every social media platform that we have, you'll have on there. And guys, there's only 2 days left on this sale. If I was you, because this is a one-time fee, and then you get lifetime access, right? It'll never be around ever again. The new one would be $11 a month. I was only running this for a limited time to try to help people that are not that rich. We also pick a handful of people a month and give them membership for free. So we determine that on whoever shares the most of our content from truthmafia.com to your social media. I can track it and see who does it, and then I'll give you free membership. But it's really easy. You just put in your email. Like this. Go to continue. You're checking out as a guest. They want to know you're a human. Oh, God, I hate these stupid things. See, I got my VPN on, so it's going to mess with me. Oh, there we go. It did not mess with me. Once you click proceed, you will be redirected to PayPal. You go buy now. Now see, pay with debit and credit card. That's what you're going to click on. You just put your email back in there again. Continue to payment. Bam. Now it's secured through PayPal. It's going through their platform. So, you don't have to worry about nobody getting your credit card information or nothing. That simple. And you could do the pay later if you want to break it down into payments. I think you might have to have an account for that one, though. But, I mean, guys, it's $28. You can't even buy 2 McDonald's meals for that. You know what I'm saying? So check that out, and don't forget to check out our store as well. We got a whole bunch of cool new products over here that I'm excited about. Click on shop. Look at all these new products, guys. I got some good African soap, the real stuff. And then I got unicorn piss. You get 2 grams for about $20 a piece with free shipping. It's $44 with free shipping. And this is the THCP plus the Delta 8. I'm telling you right now, it is strong as shit. Strong as shit. Much stronger than anything you're going to buy on the street. And then if you're a guy and you're having a hard time getting, fun with your woman, don't worry. We got gummies that actually help you with that. male excitement, right? I never tried them, so I really don't know. It's a new company we're going through. But yeah, there's tons of amazing strands. This is one of my new favorites. This will knock your dick in the dirt. Liquid Diamonds, they call it. Pineapple Express Disposable Hybrid. I love all their products, TRE. They got some really good products, but so does that Canna River, too. They're phenomenal. Hey, where's my new joints? I just bought some new joints. So you got these pre-rolled ones, but there should be more. Oh, I might not have loaded them up yet. That's probably why. By the time any of you look at it, there'll be more. There's like four more pre-rolled joints still. And down here, if you want to get your energy wellness band, you go on Truthful TV, click on that, ba-boom, you're there. Remember, Truthful TV and Truth Mafia are two different entities, right? This one, I have a deal with a few of the Truth Mafia people and my pops. And then this one is just me and my son. We built this by ourselves. I'm getting ready to build Ani's site too. I'm going to be doing Ani's site completely. You guys know Ani, so we'll have his done here pretty soon. He'll have a gematria calculator. It'll be cool, you know. And then also, we have the groups. After you get your Diamond membership, you can come over here, click on this video, and watch it for free. Because you're now the Diamond member. So I'll send you an email. Welcome to the Diamond membership. It'll have this link in it for free. And it'll show you the programs. Our gematria class, you go down to the program list. Our gematria class is 100% free for you. And our 10-day meditation. You get both of them for free with that Diamond membership. Only for a limited time. And we definitely have the best gematria class in the game. I mean, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. So you can get it with the Diamond membership, or it automatically adds with the Diamond membership. And then I would probably download our mobile app. It's the best way to stay in touch with us, guys. It's very simple, right? The mobile app. So if you're on Truthful TV, all you got to do is go over to the programs. See this? Program list, go to that and click on the gematria class, and right there you'll see the link for, because it's so much easier to follow on this app, and they try to corrupt the website sometimes, so it'll be hard for you to download a video or something, but we have no problems on the app. You know, everybody's over there. It's kind of set up like a social media platform where you can share information together with like-minded people and not have to worry about getting censored. We have a free group, Truth Talk, Truth Book, and Truthful TV. These are both free, 100%. And then when you join the Diamond membership, you get access to our exclusive members-only group. That's where you'll have to check back to weekly for your members only videos and stuff. They'll be put in that group. And then these ones, anyone can join it. And it's kind of laid out like Facebook. You know what I mean? You got a calculator in there. Different people sharing stuff. There's Travis. There's a lot of people in there sharing information with each other. Breaking down codes. It's pretty cool. Our own little platform. And then see how everybody has badges? Let's take this girl, for example. You can earn these, too, by sharing information if you're poor. There's a lot of people I've gave free memberships to because they just can't afford it. But you get different badges, right? So, for example, I'm not logged in. But I could add her another badge. And then let's look at mine. You'll see how this badge. I have all the badges. I think Tyler has all of them too. Do you see the different ones? 8 member meditation coach, Gematria. You get this badge when you complete the Gematria class. That's the only way you can get it. And this one when you complete the meditation coach. You only get a made member by me if I give that to you. That's the only way you can earn that one. And that's from sharing stuff and, you know, stuff like that. So check it out, guys. There's tons of info over here. You can scroll down, see the different videos, different blogs. I took some down because they corrupted them and messed them up. Let's see here. That Wu-Tang one got a lot of views. I'm trying to see the Kraken. This one's really good, too. It's about iPad Goat and Corona Ritual, the asphyxiation ritual. That was members only for a long time. I think it's free to the public now. But yeah, you just keep going down and looking. You'll see a whole bunch of different videos in there. Ones me and Donut did. Probably some you guys have never even seen before. I'm trying to show you that Kraken one. Should be like the next link. There it is. The Kraken, 3,100 and something views. My son did this one too, over almost 4,000 views. So that's a lot on your website. You know what I'm saying? You get this one with that members only access. You'll be able to watch that one free. But I did put that one for free up on here. You don't even have to be a member. So you come over here, which I'm going to release it on Truthful TV for free too. Might as well. Why have it on one and not the other? You know what I'm saying? But this video is phenomenal. If you want to know about the Kraken, this is the way to go. My son did this, and he shows all the connections in the movies. Here's where they nicknamed the new variant the damn Kraken. I swear to God. And I was just so proud of him because he shows so many crazy connections to it. I mean, some crazy connections to this Kraken shit. So bizarre. It's also connected to Hydra, that whole Hail Hydra thing. But all right, that's the end of us, guys. Hope you have, does anybody got questions? Sorry for my little promotion segue. We are fully viewer funded. So, you know, we thank you for all your support and buying products that allows us to do what we love for a living. So thank you guys. And you can also donate. The donation link to Cash App and PayPal are down in the description if you want to show love that way. We appreciate everything that you guys do. And if you're broke, don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Just share the video. Share the video, like it, and leave a comment. That's doing your part, right? So Tommy, what is this one? Tell me that it's true. I just saw that yesterday when the Library of Medicine, the Kraken. Oh, that's great. They put it in there now. Awesome. Landon, the link is in the description. You'll see it says Diamond Membership. You'll click on that link. It'll take you right there, brother, if that's what you're talking about. All the links are down in the description of this video. And don't forget, the new YouTube is Truth Mafia Podcast. Every link is down below. So thank you, guys. I love y'all. You guys have an amazing day. And remember, you better take advantage of the Diamond Membership before it's gone forever. Knowledge is power. Tommy Truthful, out.